Hello, and welcome to our continuing devotional studies on the life and times of David. Today's devotional is Perfectly Imperfect. From the seventh day of creation in Genesis, when God rested, to the seven feasts of the Lord, and to the seven seals that are opened in the last days. Most students of the Bible know that the number seven represents fullness, perfection, or completion. But let us not think that such perfection or completeness is limited only to things that are good or divine. For example, just as God is perfect in goodness, Satan is evil perfected, and so too is the flesh. According to Romans 7 and 18, the flesh is consummate evil. When Samuel summoned the sons of Jesse that he might anoint one of them to be king, the father lined up the first seven sons. He did not give a thought to the eighth, David, who was with the sheep in the pastures at the time. We know the outcome. God rejected the seven sons, for while seven is the perfect number, here it represented perfection of the flesh. The seven brothers were vying for the position based on muscle, might, and magnetism. But God would have none of it, for then he would have been robbed of the glory. It remains still that not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but rather the weak, the base, and the despised, so that no flesh should glory in God's presence. So if you feel inadequate, or that you lack charisma, or the eloquence to be of service, do not lose heart, for then you are supremely qualified. God is looking for weak people, for in them his grace will be sufficient, and his strength will be made perfect. 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. God bless you.